Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Emma Mills with the Occupational Health Clinic. I'm here today with Christy Bishop, who is one of the occupational health nurses, and she is also the Smooth Moves facilitator. We're going to talk about Smooth Moves today. So what exactly is the Smooth Moves program?
Smooth Moves at Vanderbilt is a program they started in 2005 for safe patient handling, and it's to increase safety for the patient and for the nurse or the caregiver. At Vanderbilt, we have a formal policy to ensure that everyone's following the same standard. We also have a formal patient assessment program for the nurses to follow. We have training for all the caregivers, including nursing staff, physical therapy, caregivers, care partners, patient care techs. So anyone that, no matter what their background is, if they're caring for patients at the bedside, this training is available to them. They have a training program for clinical orientation for our new employees, for new nurse residents, and then also a specialty program that we call super users, which is the champion for Smooth Moves here at Vanderbilt. We also have ongoing injury analysis, which occupational health does, and we monitor the departments for how many injuries they have, and we team with them in order to help decrease injuries. So it's a wonderful program that increases safety for nurses and keeps their back and bodies safe, keeps them from having injuries, and it also makes it much safer for the patient and much more comfortable for the patient in transition with moving the patient or transferring the patient from bed to bed. So we have a wonderful suite of equipment that includes 6 different pieces of equipment. We have a total lift, which is for a patient that cannot help at all, which is mechanical. And then we also have 2 sit-to-stand devices that are mechanical that help lift the patient that can weight bear. Then we also have a hover mat, which is an air mattress that lifts the patient up, and it helps with transferring laterally, but that uses a pump, so it's mechanical as well. And then we have a non-mechanical sit-to-stand device to help transfer the patient like you would in a wheelchair from the bedside to the restroom or to another area safely so that they don't fall and injure themselves. And then we have what we call slippery sheets here at Vanderbilt, and they are a slick surface product to transfer the patient from one bed to another or to reposition them in their bed.
Why is it important for the general public to know this information about patient handling?
Well, that's a really good question. What's nice about the equipment, and from the patient's standpoint, is that it allows them to be more comfortable in transfer, not just comfortable, but safer, so that they're less likely to have a fall or an additional injury. What's good about the equipment, too, and for them to be aware of, if they know what's available as they're coming in as an inpatient for surgery or for some type of procedure, if they're aware of it, they're going to be less intimidated by it. So if I were a patient and you brought one of these big pieces of equipment in and I didn't know what they were going to do, I would think they're going to do some type of procedure.
Right.
But if you're aware of what the equipment is going to do and how it's going to help you transfer from one area to another smoothly, without pain or less pain, then the patient's going to be more likely to want to use the equipment.
That's really great information. How do these things, like the slippery sheets, for example, how does that help a patient who may find themselves unable to move themselves?
Well, after surgery or certain procedures, you can have quite a bit of discomfort, even without surgery, depending on what's going on with the patient. So from the patient standpoint, it's safer to transfer them with the slippery sheets. It reduces 80% of the weight so that the caregiver is only lifting 20% of the patient's weight versus 100%. The transfer from bed to bed is much smoother, so it's a lot more comfortable for the patient.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also protects their skin in transfer so that they don't have any kind of shear forces. So the product is a really nice product, and Vanderbilt has just purchased a significant amount of new slippery sheets so that all departments have them available and can utilize them in their clinic setting.
As a facilitator of Smooth Moves, what exactly does that mean?
Well, for Vanderbilt, what I do is I educate new incoming employees in clinical orientation on the suite of equipment. And then I also teach the new nurse residents that come through for the nurse residency program. And then I also teach a 4-hour course that makes the employee a super user, which Vanderbilt calls a champion.
Is there a place on the internet where a person can go and investigate what types of equipment we have?
Absolutely. At the Occupational Health website here at Vanderbilt, we have a wonderful 15-minute video that goes through every piece of the equipment for a clinical person, but what's nice about it is visually they can see each piece of equipment and how the patient should be handled. But what's nice about it for the patient standpoint is they can see what it all looks like and kind of understand better before they walk in with the equipment what it's going to actually do. And we train our employees to educate the patient prior to bringing in the equipment and explain what they're going to utilize it for and how it's there to aid the patient to stay more comfortable and safe, and also to help the employee stay safer.
Okay, great. Well, thanks, Christy, for all the information.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this podcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.